Well, Ben, how are things going in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Well, let's get things going with the hospital. I understand there's some movement there with the hiring of a new hospital CEO and a layoff of an administrator.
That's correct. Under our new interim CEO, Alfredo Ontiveros, over at Gila Regional Medical Center, we've seen some shakeup with the administration. In November, our former CEO Brian Cunningham resigned, as the hospital was choosing to go in a new direction. Alfredo Ontiveros was hired as interim CEO to assess financial situation of the hospital and a few other programs, and decided that a hospital the size of Gila Regional no longer needed a chief operations officer.
And how did that impact what's happened during this transition?
Jed Rudd, the COO who was just laid off, had been a key part of a lot of what former CEO Brian Cunningham had been doing at the hospital. He was in charge of several pretty high-stakes programs, some of which led to Gila Regional being named a four-star quality hospital by a Medicaid and Medicare tracking organization. But also, he was integral in an upgrade to Meditech 6, which is a digital medical records program that the hospital is now moving to. And that had been pushed back a few times. And it really just seems like a different philosophy is taking over at the hospital.
How is the layoff tied into this, or are they tied together?
Well, it's just part of an overall shift in the administration, I think. There's some new hospital board members. Gila Regional is a county-owned hospital, so they have a board appointed by the county commission. And there were some new board members and who had different ideas about the direction the hospital ought to be going. Hospitals throughout the state have taken a pretty huge hit in cuts in reimbursements from the state through Medicaid and Medicare funding. And I think to try to address that financial hit, they are choosing to just shift things up at the administrative level.
Okay, Ben, well, thank you very much. Let's talk to Stuart McClintock, who's got a couple of stories. One is on the Toad Brewery. Let's talk brewing.
Sure, Edmundo. The Little Toad Creek Brewery and Distillery just installed a new 15-barrel brewing system downtown in the old industrial district. They actually renovated the former skating rink, which used to be a beer distribution plant back in the day. So it's kind of come full circle from beer to beer, and they will now be able to, with the new system, they'll be able to more consistently brew their beer, and it won't be dependent on the weather, which it currently is at their system out at Lake Roberts. They'll be able to produce over 9,000 barrels of beer each year, which is more than 279,000 gallons. And then they also have plans to start canning their beer and distributing it throughout the Southwest.
That's definitely good news for Silver City.
Yeah, it's they've come a long way in the 4 or 5 years they've been open, and they seem very excited to move everything to a more central location.
Real quickly, let's talk about the 198 show that just happened.
Yes, the $1.98 show is it used to be a fun, raunchy show for adults only. That theater group here put on for the past couple years, this year and last year, it's been a fundraiser for the El Sol Theater, which the owner of the Little Toad Creek Brewery and Distillery is working on renovating as well. They raised this year between about $9,000 and $10,000 to push those renovations along.
Great news.
Yep, it's good to see.
All right, Stuart, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Edmundo.